So yesterday we were talking about this love letter from some liberals to Mike Schreiner saying, hey, why don't you come over here and make a run for the leadership of the provincial liberals? We'd like to see that happen. And people started to talk about it, including us. And we didn't hear much from Mike Schreiner. He was being kind of mums on the word until last night. He released a statement. It said, yesterday I received a serious letter from people who express concerns I share about the current government and the need for urgent action on the climate crisis. So I'm going to ask people to give me time to think about their arguments. Mike Schreiner, leader of the Green Party, joins the Kelly Cotrera Show right now. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Kelly, it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Really appreciate your time. Now I'm going to just get really frank here. Are you considering a run for the Liberal leadership in the province?
Well, you know what, Kelly? So many people have been reaching out to me saying, we need bold action to push back against the Ford government when it comes to public health care, the Greenbelt, the farmland that feeds us, and we need urgent action on the climate crisis. And those are the things I've been fighting for and continue to fight for as the Green leader of this province. That's my ambition. On Sunday, a group of liberals reached out to me in a pretty unique and bold way to say, hey, think about doing politics differently. Think about working together on some shared values around building a caring, connected, climate-ready Ontario. And so my response, as you noted, is that I want to take some time to think about this. Most importantly, I want to be able to consult with people, my constituents in Guelph, my friends and colleagues in the Green Movement across Ontario, just people across Ontario, about how I can best advance the issues that I care about as the Ontario Green leader and that I know so many people in this province care about.
Okay, so you are doing politics differently. I think a lot of people think that right now, Mike, that as leader of the Green Party, you were leading with integrity and you're an awfully nice person. You're not the average politician to have on this show. So when it comes to integrity, a lot of people right now are jumping on that very word. And they're saying, look, this now there's a credibility problem with Mike Schreiner because he's even entertaining this. What do you say to people that right now are questioning your integrity?
I say that I'm out consulting with people across this province about how we can best push on the issues that I've been fighting so hard on, Kelly. I mean, how many times have I come on this show and made the case for urgent action on the climate crisis to get our economy ready to be a global leader in the fast-growing climate economy, the need to double social assistance rates, address the housing affordability crisis, expand mental health services. And so right now I'm talking to people in an open and transparent way about and receiving feedback from them about how I can best advance these issues that I care deeply about and that I know so many people across the province care about.
Do you feel like you'd have a better launch pad to push green policies and things you cared about if you joined an established when I say established, I mean they have run the province before, a party like the Liberal Party, if you were leader of that party?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking to my constituents about, my Green colleagues about, people across the province. I mean, Liberals are reaching out to me. And for me, Kelly, it's all centered around, let's have a conversation about how we might do politics differently in this province. And most importantly, how we advance the issues that I, as Green leader, have been pushing so hard to put on the agenda at Queen's Park and figure out how we implement them.
People have a real problem with success. That is a reality. You know, it's like you can be a nice person, but you can't be nice and successful. We have a real problem with that. And it bothers me that people think politicians are servants and not also business people. So when they make shrewd business decisions about their own goals and successes, with those measures in mind, we start to flip out. And I feel like you're not being given a fair space to really consider this. Do you also feel that you're being unfairly judged by people maybe in the media or pundits that, you know, have, you know, a platform like we do?
You know, Kelly, a lot of people have told me that nice guys can't succeed in politics. And I think I've been, you know, I've punched well above my weight at Queen's Park, but it's not really because of Mike Schreiner. It's because of an amazing green team that I have around me. That team has a number of issues that I know resonate with the people of this province. I know people want us to address the climate crisis, housing affordability, expand mental health services, end legislated poverty. And so what I want to have is a conversation with people, people on the ground, grassroots folks across the province about how we can do politics differently to put forward those issues. And so that's what my focus is right now. And that's the conversation I want to have with people over the next little while.
The Liberal Party's in the doghouse. I mean, they have been told. Doug Ford would like to think that it was a landslide because of Doug Ford. But the reality, I think, in that first election when Doug became premier of the province is that it was a vote against the Liberal Party. We had had enough. They're in the doghouse right now. Are they irrelevant? Is there any fear of attaching yourself to a party that is irrelevant and possibly losing the momentum that you are building and have been building with the Green Party?
Yeah, Kelly, that's exactly why I'm consulting with my constituents in Guelph, my friends and colleagues in the Green Movement, people across the province. There are so many people deeply concerned about the future of this province. They want me to continue the fight I'm fighting as Green leader to protect the Green Belt, to make sure our economy is going to be successful in the emerging climate economy, that we defend public health care and education and social services, that we address the housing affordability crisis. Those are the issues that I think people have really respected the work I do. I'm continuing to work on those issues, and I'm having a conversation with people about how we together can be the most effective in delivering solutions that will help the people of this province.
I figure that your inbox was crammed yesterday and this morning. What are your constituents saying?
You know, it's been an interesting response, Kelly. I've had some people obviously saying, don't do this. And I've had other people obviously saying, you should do this. What most people have said is that they really admire and appreciate the fact that I've reached out in a public and very transparent way and said, I want to consult with you. I want to hear from you. I want to have a conversation about how we move forward to advance the issues that I've been working on and continue to work on as the leader of the Ontario Green Party. And I'm really looking forward to those conversations because I think they really reflect a lot of the values that I've brought to politics as the Green leader, you know, grassroots activism, you know, putting people first and really staying focused on the issues that matter.
All right. So finally, before I let you go, I mentioned it feels like Liberal Party's in the doghouse. Do you feel that the NDP's current status as opposition could be challenged if you were leading the Liberal Party?
You know, I think right now I'm punching well above my weight at Queen's Park as leader of the Ontario Green Party. And I can tell you there have been so many people reaching out to me that we need some bold thinking and some bold action to push back against the Ford government, you know, especially when it comes to public health care, the Green Belt, our farmland, and just the urgent need for climate action. And so I'm really going to take some time to have genuine, sincere conversations and consultations with people about how we together can best push forward that agenda.
At the end of the day, whose decision is it? Because you're having consultations with people, but does it have to be you, Mike? Do you have to convince yourself that, yeah, this is the way I'm going to go?
Well, I mean, obviously, Kelly, at the end of the day, I'm going to make decisions about my life. But I've always been somebody who makes decisions as part of a team. And I have an amazing team around me. And I'm going to be consulting with my Green team, with my constituents, with people across the province, because for me, leadership has always been about serving people and putting people first. And what I hear back from people will guide the decision I make.
Is there a timeline?
You know, Kelly, I honestly haven't set a timeline. I mean, this has happened so quickly over the last couple of days, and I clearly want to leave enough time to speak to a lot of people and hear a lot of different opinions, mm-hmm. And just collect good ideas about how we can advance so many of the issues people are concerned about. But we especially, for economic reasons, our livelihoods, the protection of what we love about Ontario, we have to act on the climate crisis and make sure this province is climate ready. And I want to talk to people about the best way to do that.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time and being candid on this.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Anytime.
Big decision. Mike Schreiner is the leader of the Green Party for now. You know, liberals want him to hop ship. Well, some liberals do.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.